我们今天晚上所要看的这个经文。
First, we want to review a little bit before we enter into today's passage.
我们留意神领大卫在他逃亡或者是在流浪的过程的里面。
We know that God was leading David as he fled, or as he was wandering.
神这个环境一面向他显出恩典。
And through the environment, God shown his grace towards him.
但一面也显出他的缺陷。
Also, God revealed his shortcomings.
我们感谢赞美我们的主。
We thank and praise our Lord.
他选召大卫是有目的的。
He chose David for purpose.
他要让大卫在他的子民当中来显明王的权柄。
He wants to use David to manifest his authority in his people.
像在属灵的实际的里头。
In the spiritual reality,
神的权柄的显出不仅是一个地位的问题。
The manifestation of God's authority is not just a position, but a
manifestation.
That is also a practical living matter.
The reality of life.
Or the reality of life.
因为作王不是根据外面你占什么地位。
Because to be a king is not something outwardly.
乃是根据人在神面前站在什么地方。
But it's based upon how a person follow God and what position he stand at.
那在神面前站对了。
If he's standing right before God,
那王的权柄就可以显出来。
Then the authority of the king can be manifested.
地位若是在神面前站不对。
If his position is not right before God,
那并不是他生命里面有缺陷。
And even if his life has some lacking,
并不是他生命里面失去了光。
Even if his life lost the light.
如果他在神面前站对了,
if he is standing right before God,
也并不是说他里面是明亮,
maybe his, inside of him is not that enlightened.
神在他身上所要做的是有路的。
There's a way for God to work through him.
那圣神在带领大卫一直来寻找的时候,
so as God is leading David to move on,
虽然他是蒙拣选要做王,
even though he was chosen to be a king,
但是神没有让他立刻做王,
but God did not allow him to be king.
神让他在环境的里面一直来学习生命的功课。
God allowed him to learn the lesson of life in his experience,
让他认识他自己算不得什么,
to let him learn that he himself is just nothing.
如果他的眼睛不注视着神自己的话,
when his eyes are not set upon God,
他的本相一显露那就是人的软弱。
When his own nature is revealed, it's the weakness of man.
如果他是在那里仰望神的话,
if he is looking towards God,
虽然他是带着许多的残缺,
even though he brings a lot of shortcomings,
但神的手在那里补满他所需要的。
But the hand of God will fill what he lacks.
所以我们看见大卫自从杀了哥利亚以后,
so we see that after David killed Goliath,
他有升高的时候也有降低的时候。
We see that at times he was raised up, at times he was decreased.
他有得胜的经历也有失败的历史。
And he had victories and he also had loss.
他甚至失败到一个地步，跑到非利士人的地，要借着非利士人的保护来逃避扫罗的手。
He fell to the point that he escaped to the Philistines and from the protection of the Philistine hope.
但是他还说
是三个，
神知道大卫需要学什么功课。
He knew what David had to learn.
他知道大卫需要怎样的接受神的召见。
He knew how David needs to receive the discipline from God.
那所以神给他好多的试验。
Therefore, God gave him many trials.
在试验的里边拆毁了他。
And in this test, God broke him down.
也在试验的里头造就了他，建立了他。
In this discipline, God strengthened him and edified him.
而但是属灵的造就不是一天两天就可以成功的。
The spiritual discipline is not just one or two days work.
啊，属灵的那个属灵生命的成熟是要很漫长的一条路要走。
The maturity of spiritual life is a long path.
所以一次两次的得胜，并不能说他已经能满足神的心意。
Therefore, one or twice.Or two times of victory doesn't mean that he's submitting to God.
那在今天晚上我们开始从25章来再接上去的时候，
Tonight as we read chapter 25 of Samuel, as we continue on,
我们看到一件事情，
You can see that one thing.
这一件事情是发生在扫罗大卫一次非常的不胜的以后的事情后面。
And this thing happened in the background as David was becoming victorious.
就是神把扫罗交在大卫的手里。
And God gave Saul into David's hand.
神给大卫有机会去对付扫罗。
God gave David a chance to deal with Saul.
但是大卫没有伸出自己的手来做他可以做的事。
But David did not extend his hand to do what he could have done.
因为他看见一件事情。
Because he saw one thing.
扫罗是神高立的。
Saul was anointed by God.
说对付扫罗要让神自己去出手。
Therefore, God is the one who should deal with
Saul. 他不能出手代替神去对付扫罗。
And he cannot substitute for God to deal with
Saul. 那这是非常不容易的一件事。
This is a very complex thing.
但是大卫在这一点上得胜。
But in this matter, David overcame.
那么就在这个得胜以后
，and after his victory,
二十五章的事情就发生了。
The things in chapter 25 occurred.
那二十五章一开始就说撒母耳死了。
From the start of chapter 25, we learn that Saul Samuel died.
那么撒母耳死了。以色列人就感觉很难受。
After Samuel died, Israel became depressed of him.
当然大卫也会很难受。
And you know that David was in sorrow too.
但是撒母耳死了，就引发大卫做了一件事。
When Samuel died, it caused David to do one thing.
这一件事在经文里头只是用了一节的经文来说了一下。
And what David did, the Bible used only one verse to describe it.
我们感觉就好像是轻描淡写的一件事。
We might feel that this is just really nothing too much.
但是若是我们细细的注意一下，
But if we look at these details,
我们马上觉得这件事情是相当严肃的。
You see that this is indeed a solemn matter.
也是因为这样的一件事情才引发整个二十五章的那一段的历史。
And because of this thing, it leads us to the history recorded in chapter 25.
那撒母耳死了，
After Samuel died,
那大卫的反应是什么？
What was the reaction of David?
我们看看圣灵做了这样的记录。
You see that the Spirit recorded it.
第二节第一节末了的那里就说，大卫就起身下到巴兰的旷野。
The latter part of verse 1 in chapter 25 says David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran.
若是我们不留心的话，那我们就觉得，哦，这边撒母耳死了，大卫就去了巴兰的旷野。
If we are not attentive to this, we just say that Samuel died and then David just went to Paran. But we must ask,
他为什么去巴兰的旷野？
Why did he go to the wilderness of Paran?
巴兰的旷野在什么地方？
And where is the wilderness of Paran?
在我们从地理上找出巴兰旷野的位置的时候，
If we find the location of the wilderness of Paran,
虽然圣经在这里没有说出大卫为什么去巴兰的旷野，
Even though here it did not say outrightly why David went to the wilderness of Paran,
我们还是可以知道大卫为什么去巴兰的旷野。
We can deduce why David went there.
因此你只有翻到地图后边的地图上面去留意。
If we can go to the map at the end of the Bible to look at it,
我们就看到
we could see
巴兰的旷野在什么地方？
Where is the wilderness of Paran?
是在南地的以南。
It's on the southern part of the southern Israel. It's quite close to the land of Egypt.
用今天的地理环境来说，那是在西南山西那一带。
Even today's geographical point of view, it's near to Mount Sinai area.
那我们就要问了。
Then we must ask.
大卫去那里干什么？
Why did David go there?
大卫去那里干什么呢？
Why did he go there?
我们记得在早两章的时候，神不是差遣先知告诉大卫说你要进入犹大地？
Didn't God send a prophet to David two chapters ago to tell David that he must go into Judah?
神好像提醒他你是神所高立的王。
And God seems to be reminding David that if he is anointed king,
你不能离开犹大地。
And if he is anointed, he cannot leave the land of Judah.
虽然犹大地当时是在扫罗的那个势力的影响的底下，
Even though the land of Judah was under the influence of Saul at that time,
对大卫来说那是一个危险地。
To David it was a very dangerous place to go.
但是神让大卫看见你不是留意外面的危险。
But David was told seemed that God was telling David that he was not to be worried about the danger that he was in.
他神要留意的乃是你要站对你在神选召的地位上。
What God showed David was that he needs to stand right in the position that God has put him where God led him to.
那所以大卫就进到犹大地。
Therefore God, David entered into Judah.
但现在他跑到巴兰的旷野。
But now David entered into the wilderness of Paran.
为什么？
Why is it?
弟兄姊妹们，如果我们细细去注意整个事情的发展，
Because if we look detailedly at the whole event as it occurred,
我们有理由相信，
we have a reason to believe,
大卫里面发生了难处。
There is a difficulty that arose inside of David.
他里面失去了光，
that he lost the light inside.
所以他就拣选一条安全的路去走。
Therefore, he took a path of what he felt was security, and he went there.
Well, Samuel 死了.
Because Samuel died.
那扫罗这一个人就更可以为所欲为了。
And Saul, it's about time that he could do whatever he wants to David.
大卫在犹大这一个范围里面好像失去了一个靠山。
And David in this land of Judah, it seemed like he lost something he could depend on.
他眼睛所看到的是扫罗会怎样来再来审他吧。
And David might have thought about how Saul could come and try to take over him.
那他 不留意这样的事情的时候
when David continued to look upon this
环境就成了他的重担
the environment became his burden
这个重担就在他就叫他里面黑暗
the burden caused him to become dark inside
他没有看见他的一举一动是在神的看顾的底下
He cannot see that each movement he made was under the scrutiny of God.
如果他回顾过去
If he looked back,
神并不是说他没有遇见难处
God did not say that he would not encounter difficulty.
但是神在每一个难处的里头都显明神是他的保护，神是他的拯救。
But under each difficulty, God revealed that he is David's protection and he.God's salvation.
那现在他的眼睛没有看神的手。
Now David's eye turned from God's hand.
他只是看见撒母耳死。
He only saw that Samuel died.
在他里面是有了一个恐惧。
That there's a fear that came inside of him.
怎么能脱离这个恐惧？
How can he escape from the fear?
人以为最好的办法就是脱离扫罗的势力范围。
Man may think that the first thing one should do is to depart from Saul's kingdom, or Saul's boundary.
那所以大卫有这样的想法一点都不稀奇。
So when David had this thought in his mind, it's not too strange.
所以他就下到巴兰的旷野。
Therefore, he went down the wilderness of Haran.
哦，弟兄姊妹们，我们真是能看见。
Verses 15 to 23.
大卫从被盗一直到现在，已经经历了好多好多次不同的事实。
From the time that David was called until now, that he had experienced many, many things.
也就是神。在各种各样不同的情况的底下造就过他也让他经历了神
and that too many different circumstances that God edified him and God had lessons for him to learn
照人的想法来说那他生命应当是成熟
and we might think that through these experiences that his life should have matured
但是没有这样的事
but that's not the case
人的生命的成长是不会停止的
the maturation of a person's spiritual life will not stop
神不错让我们学了很多功课
God has allowed him to learn a lot of lessons
因为我们在神面前蒙恩跟大卫在神面前被造原则是一样的
and how we have been blessed by God's grace similarly David has been blessed by God's grace
只有他的目的在他的选召的里
头 and there's a purpose in God's calling David
神有一天要把我们送到宝座的上面
one day God will put us on the throne
但是当我们被送上宝座以前
before we are on the throne
神不能让我们带着许多生命的残缺上去
God does not allow us to bring so many blemishes from our life onto the throne.
正如大卫他要登上宝座的时候神不允许他带着许多的残缺上去。
Just as when David was about to ascend to the throne, God would not allow him to bring his blemishes onto the throne.
所以神让他经历了许多不同的环境也显露了他许多不同的软弱。
And therefore God allowed David to enter into so many different experiences so to also reveal his weaknesses.
那大卫到了巴兰的旷野以后
After David went down to the wilderness of Haran
我想他里面也觉得不太对
They said he did not feel too right inside
所以他就回来
Therefore he returned
他怎么回来的圣经没有记载
How he returned the Bible did not record it
但是这记载了底下发生的一件事情
Instead, the Spirit recorded what's about to take place
那从所发生的事情上面来看我们也能领会到大卫并不是在里面很明亮的光景的底下 回到犹大地。
From what happened after this, we see that David was not under the right light as he returned to the land of Judah.
他只是觉得下到巴兰的旷野是不对的。
He only felt that going down to the wilderness of Haran was not right.
那他就这样的回到犹大。
And just by seeing that, he returned to Judah.
这样的回到犹大里面却没有受过对付。
When he returned like that to land of Judah, he was not dealt with inside.
所以他是带着一个比较昏暗的光景回到犹大。
And he was saying that to land of Judah, sort of a dim, condition.
就是因为这样的一个愚昧，一个不太明朗的那种光景回到犹大。才发生以下的事情。
And because of this condition that he brought himself back to land of Judah, therefore what occurred next took place.
这也允许他发生这样的事情。
And God allowed him or permitted him to come into this matter.
要让大卫在那里看见他自己不能没有神。
So that David see that he cannot be without God.
他不能凭着自己在那里做些做那，
and he cannot just depend on himself to do things.
什么时候他凭着自己来做判断，来行动，那他就要出事。
Whenever he depends on himself to judge things and to do things, and the actions depend on himself.
那么我们。如果从后面的地图我们可以看见大卫回来的时候他仍然是回到隐基底的那个地方。
Then we know that David will enter into difficulty. But now when David came back to Enkidah,
那个隐基底的附近就有一个地方叫做马云。
In the land of Enkidah, there is a place called Maon that's near it.
那在马云的附近又有一个地方叫做加密。
And near Maon was a place called Carmel.
这个不是加密山的加密。
And this is not the same as Mount Carmel.
这个就是加密。
And this is just a place called Carmel. 加
密山是在北方。
Mount Carmel was in the northern
area. 靠近地中海。
With near to the Mediterranean Sea.
这一个加密是在中部靠近死海。
AndThis place called Carmel was in the central area near the Dead Sea.
那大卫是回到犹大地。
David had returned to Judah.
但是他里面还没有明亮。
But inside of him, he was not enlightened.
那所以就发生这样一件事情。
And therefore, it happened. Something happened.
那有一个人就叫做拿巴。
A man named Nabal.
他是马云人，但是他的产业却是在加密。
He was a man from Maon, but his business was in Carmel.
这两个地方都很靠近隐基底。
And these two places were quite near to Enkidah.
那么拿巴是一个大富户。
And Nabal was a rich man.
他在加密那个地方。有羊毛了，就是说，那个羊毛收集的季节到了，它有收获了。
And in the place of Carmel, he was shearing the sheep, and he was about to take in what he had sheared.
那在这个时候
，at this time,
大卫就听说这件事
，and David heard about it.
他就差遣他的仆人去见拿巴。
And David sent his servant to Nabal.
为什么去见拿巴？
And why did David send his servant?
因为大卫在那一个时候缺少粮食。
Because at that time David lacked sustenance, food supply.
他请求拿巴为他预备一些粮食。
And he wanted to ask Nabal to prepare some food supply for him.
那当然他就找上拿巴去。要求拿巴给他一点供应，对大卫来说，他是有根据的。
And to ask Nabal of this, David felt that he had a basis for doing that.
因为在这个事情发生以前，大卫一直在那里保护着拿拔所有的产业。
Because before this thing took place, David was guarding all the possession of Nabal.
那现在我们有策法。
Now that David had left,
我们曾经给你许多的保护。
That once David had given so much protection.
那现在我请求你供应我们一点，那这个在人这一方面来说是说得过去的。
And now that he just wants Nabal to provide some supply for him, under man's eye, this is very reasonable.
那大卫就是根据这一点去向拿拔请求。
Therefore, when David had this thought in his mind, he came to Nabal.
但是拿拔这一个人听见了大卫的仆人所带来的请求。
But after Nabal heard the servant of David and their request,
他干脆就拒绝了。
Then right away he refused them.
并且对大卫说了一些羞辱的话。
And he also said something that put David to shame.
那么事情就这样发生了。
And this is how the thing.
那我们要看那个事情发生的过程一下。
Before we go into this thing which took place,
我们先来留意神在大卫的身上要给他学什么功课。
First, we need to ask what lessons does God want David to learn through this event.
我们说这。在二十五章以前，神已经让大卫一再的学习脱离人的恩怨。
You know that before chapter 25, that all along God was leading David through many experiences, so that he could learn lessons of the grace and the grudging between men.
他不受人的恩怨来影响他在神面前的拣选。
And he does not allow the grace and the grudging between men to affect his choosing.
虽然他对基利拉的人有恩，
even though he was gracious to the man in Giala,
但是他知道基利拉的人会对他不友好的时候。
And when he knew that the man in Giala was to do harm to him.
那他就安安静静就离开基利拉。
And he left Keilah in a quiet way.
他没有用他所有的那个权柄和能力来对付基利拉的人。
And he did not use his authority and his power to deal with the men of Keilah.
神把扫罗放在他的手里。
God allowed Saul to be in David's hand.
虽然扫罗是一再的追赶他。
Even though Saul wasPursuing him all along,
但是他也没有因为有这个恩怨在那里就对付扫罗。
And David did not deal with Saul because of all the things that had gone through between them.
那他学过这样的功课。
He learned this lesson.
一次两次他都得胜。
And one time and twice David became victorious.
他没有给人的情绪来影响。
And he was not affected by men.
但是是不是等于大卫在这一方面就再没有缺陷呢？
But does it mean that in this area David would not be become shortchanged anymore?
二十五章就叫我们看见，不是。
Chapter 25, let us see that that's not the case.
大卫还是活在自己的里头。
David was still living in his self.
所以神就给他这样一个环境，一面是要苏醒他的昏暗，一面也让他再学更深的知识，脱离人的恩怨。
God allows this to happen to him so that he can be awakened from his dimness inside, and also that he could learn the lessons of the dealings between men.
大卫 看见扫罗是王，神的受膏者，所以他觉得他不能用自己的想法来对付扫罗。
When David saw that Saul was God's anointed, he cannot use his own method to deal with Saul.
那基拉是一个城
，Keilah was a city.
里面有许多的人
，and inside there's a lot of people.
他不能凭着一点点的情绪上的激动，就把那许许多多的人来对付。
And David cannot, because of his emotion inside, to deal with the people because of that.
但是现在呢，神让他遇见一个人。
But now God taught David to encounter someone.
这一个人，大卫的确是给他有许多的恩惠。
Indeed, David had given him a lot of grace.
大卫也实在让他得了很多的好处。
And indeed, David had let him enjoy many of his goodness.
但是这个人不理大卫的情
，But this person does not see all the goodness that David has given him，
并且羞辱了大卫。
But instead he shamed David。
他像这样的一个人
，this kind of person，
大卫能不能像过去他所学习的？也脱离那个恩怨的问题
，and can David depart from this problem of the dealing between man, the grace and the grudging that go on between man? Can he depart from this?
这个人虽然对我不友善
，even though this person was not friendly towards him，
但是我的眼睛是看着神
，but his eyes were focused on God。
如果神不允许，他羞辱我的事情也不能发生
，if God does not permit it。His shaming of me will not happen.
既然神允许他来羞辱我
，If God allows him to shame me，
我就从神的手里头接过来
，I could take it from God's hand，
我就默然不语
，and I would keep myself
silent。像大卫在诗篇上面所写的
，and just like what David wrote in the Psalm，
这事若是出于神
，If this comes from God，
我就默然不语
，I would。Be silent before him.
如果大卫在这个时候是这样的话，他学到了功课。
If David was like that at this time, he would have learned his lesson.
但是这个时候的大卫，生命还是不成熟。
But at this time, David's spiritual life was still not that mature.
而是带着许多的残缺。
He was still bringing with him many.
所以当拿拔在那里拒绝他、羞辱他的时候
，Therefore, when Nabal was shaming him.
你看他当时的反应是什么
？Look at what reaction was.
当他的仆人回来，把事情的经过告诉他。
When the servant of David came back and told David.
你看看大卫当时的反应是什么
？Look at what David's reaction was.
他就告诉跟随他的人。
He told the people who followed him.
带刀，上马。
Gird on your sword and go on your horse.
他自己也带着刀。
And he was girded with his sword.
又要去找拿拔的算账
，and to seek after Nabal to deal with him.
弟兄姊妹，你留意大卫在什么时候发过这样大的脾气
？Have you ever seen David go into so much temper before?
在过去，你没有看见大卫发过这样的脾气。
Before you never seen David in such hot temper.
他给扫罗舔他，他没有发脾气。
When he was trapped under by Saul, he did not go into a bad temper.
他给人对他不友善，他没有发这样大的脾气。
When people was not friendly towards him, he was not in that temper.
那如果我们看过去的话，我们就说，哎呦，大卫这个人实在是很温柔。
If we just look at that, we'll see that David was a very gentle person.
很能承受人所加给他的难处。
And he was easy to take all the oppression that man had to give him.
但是没有想到，现在这样这个环境，把大卫的本相露出来。
But we can never imagine that at this circumstance that David's temper would again
reduce.
That in the past his temper was hidden very well.
但是现在这个环境就显露出来。
Under this environment that
his own self is manifested.
你说什么事情叫大卫是一个本相显露出来？
You ask what thing would allow David's own nature to be revealed?
是因为他给人好处，别人用那个羞辱来对待他，是不是这样？
Is it because David has given goodness to men, and in return they gave him shame? Is that why?
也许有这个成分。
Maybe there's a part of it.
但是更重要的。
But more importantly,
不是这个。
It's not this.
乃是你注意这几句话。
But you just pay attention to this word.
第十节。
First 10.
拿他回到大卫的仆人说，大卫是谁？耶西的儿子是谁？近来贝利主人奔跑的仆人甚多，我岂可将饮食和为我剪羊毛人所宰的肉给我不知道从那里来的人呢？
But Nabal answered David's servant and said, Who is David and who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants today who are each breaking away from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my meatThat I have plotted for my shearers and give it to men whose origin I do not know.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这几句话就刺中了大卫。
And you see that these words pierced into David's heart.
伤了大卫的自尊了。
And it hurt his esteem.
也就是说伤了大卫的自己了。
And it hurt his himself.
因为这些话直接摸到大卫。这一个人呢
？Because this was directly touched upon the person of David.
大卫是谁？轻视。
When he asked who is David, he is despising David.
耶西的儿子是谁
？Who is the son of Jesse?
我不懂。
He did not know.
我不认识。
He did not know. He does not recognize.
根本不是我所要尊重的人。
You are not the person that I should respect.
弟兄姊妹们，你留心。
Sisters, pay attention.
什么时候大卫接受过这样的顶撞
？When did David receive such a position?
在战胜哥利亚回来以后
，After he defeated Goliath and came back,
整个以色列地都在那里高举他。
The whole Israel was exalting him.
扫罗杀死千千，大卫杀死万万。
Saul had killed thousands, but David had killed 10,000.
人都在那里把他高举
，and men was exalting him.
人都把荣耀归给他
，and men was giving glory to David.
他跟约拿丹的交往
，and his relationship with Jonathan.
约拿丹虽然是扫罗的儿子
，even though Jonathan was the son of Saul.
但是约拿丹一直。是在那里承认神在大卫身上的选召
，That Jonathan admit and knew that of God's choosing of David.
大卫无论你到什么地方，他都是受人称赞。
So that wherever David went, he was exalted by men.
这个是碰到一个拿巴
，But now he came in the presence of
David. 他没把他放在眼里。
Nabal did not put David in his eye.
他羞辱他
and he shamed him.
大卫，拿巴不是不知道大卫是谁。
It's not that Nabal did not know who David was.
拿巴是明明的在那里羞辱他
and Nabal was clearly insulting him there.
他说这个许多人背逆他的主人。
And said that many servants today are breaking away from the master.
这不是明明指着大卫。
Does this point is that David was not submitting himself under Saul?
在那一段时间
at this time,
是不是有许多人像拿巴一样呢？
Aren't many people just like Nabal?
不是
No.
虽然大卫给扫罗追赶
Even though David was being pursued by Saul,
虽然在以色列中也有不少的人是顺从扫罗来拒绝大卫
and even though there are many in Israel that because of their alliance with Saul that they are rejecting David
但是没有一个像拿巴这样 是当面的抵挡，当面的凌辱。
But there would be nobody, just nobody like Nabal who directly insulting David.
那现在我们跳下去来看看拿巴的妻子怎么看大卫。
So now we must get to the part how Nabal's wife dealt with David.
请你饶恕被你的罪过，耶和华必为我主建立坚固的家，因我主是为耶和华征战，并且在你平生的日子查不出有什么过来，虽有人起来追逼你，寻索你的性命，你的性命却在耶和华你的神那里蒙保护，如包裹宝器一样，你仇敌的性命耶和华必抛弃，如同机弦甩石一样。妻子看到看大卫就看准了。
When we see what Nabal's wife told David, verse 28, please forgive the transgression of your maidservant, for the Lord will certainly make for my Lord an enduring house, because my Lord is fighting the battles of the Lord, and evil shall not be found in you all your days. And should anyone rise up to pursue you and to seek your life, then the life of my Lord shall be found in the bundle of the living with the Lord your God. But the life of the enemy he will fling out as from the hollow of the sling. You see how Nabal had seen rightfully how David was.
现在以色列中还是有不少人，他们看见神拣选的手在大卫的身上。
And we see that there are people in Israel who saw the hand of God and his choosing.
那现在拿巴公然在那里羞辱大卫。
And here, Nabal was publicly insulting and denouncing David.
这太伤了他的自尊，他大卫的自尊了。
This indeed hurts David's self-esteem.
那如果大卫在他里面明亮的时候，他会接过来。
If David was enlightened, truly enlightened inside, then he would accept it.
但是现在大卫里面的光景并不明亮。
So we see that the spiritual condition inside David was not in the right.
他下巴兰的旷野的那一件事，叫让他里面不太明亮。
The matter of going down to the wilderness of Paran caused him to be not standing in the spiritual light.
所以这一个伤了他自尊的事情，虽然好像是一件小事，他受不了。
So even though this thing of someone denouncing his self-esteem, David could have let it go, but then he got angry because of it.
那所以他就准备用残暴的方法来对付拿巴。
Therefore, David planned to use force to deal with Nabal.
那弟兄姊妹
们，
我们从大卫这一个反应的上面，我们看到人相当脆弱的一个部分。
From what happened to David in this case, we see that there's a side.This is brittle or fragile side to man.
人的自己非常容易受惹动。
And man, there's something inside of him that caused him to act out.
我们里面明亮那受野动的机会就低一点，但是并不是说绝对不会受野动。
If we have standing under the right spiritual light inside, it's not that easy for us to act out on our own self. But that's also a possibility that we would.
如果里面的那个光景不太明亮，
if condition inside of you is not that clear or enlightened,
一下子就受野动。
Very easily, you would act out.
我们看看大卫现在的反应就是这样。
We see David's response at that time is just like that.
那就是如果人里边的明亮，
if man is enlightened inside,
什么事情他都能看见神的手。
In different matters, he could see the hand of God.
他都能看见，就是对自己最不利的事情发生，那也是通过神的手。
Even to the point that the thing that most harmful to the person when that happened to him, he would see is also the leading of God.
如果没有通过神的手，事情不会发生在我身上。
Without going through God's hands, that these things will not take place.
既然事情是通过神的手而来的，那我有什么话讲？
And since these things come from the hand of God, what can I say?
我只是仰望神加添我力量去接受那一个不利之事。
I can only look upon God so that He can give me strength to pass through these very unfortunate matters.
但是如果我们理念不明亮的时候，
But if we are not truly enlightened inside,
事情一发生，我们就马上问一个问题。
When something happens, we would at once ask a question.
你为什么这样对待我？
Why do you treat me like that?
你凭什么这样对待我？
Under what basis are you dealing with me like that?
弟兄姊妹，当我们这个问题一出来，你就晓得那个结果。
When the question is asked, you see what the result will be.
人就给引动。
And man, when he would be troubled, man would be troubled inside.
人的脾气就爆炸了。
And then man's temper would come out.
那大卫就是这样。
David was just like that.
他就带着他的人，带着刀去找拿巴，晦气。
And David, he and his men were to gird on their swords, and they were to get Nabal, to get at him.
那么如果神让这个事情就是这样下去，
if God just allows this event to pass on,
大卫这一次一定在怒气当中杀人了。
You know that under his anger, David would have killed someone this time.
但是神从来是允许我们的软弱显露，但是他从来不喜欢我们的软弱把我们带进罪的里头。
God would allow our weakness to be revealed, but he would never let our weakness take us into committing sin.
神允许我们的软弱显露，乃是为叫我们认识我们自己。
God permits our weaknesses to be revealed so that we could more understand of ourselves.
神不允许我们落到罪的里头，乃是他要得着我们来成为他手中的器皿。
God does not allow us to be under sin.So that he could gain us as his vessel.
那所以神在这个事情的当中，神伸出手来干预。
And so in this matter, God extended his hand as he intervened.
那么当大卫的仆人回去的同时，拿巴的仆人也回到拿巴那一边，但是不是上拿巴说话，乃是上拿巴的妻子亚比该说话。
When Nabal's servants returned to Nabal and David's servants returned to David, the servant of Nabal did not speak to Nabal but to his wife.
他对亚比该说，大卫他们平常是怎样保护我们，怎样的成为我们的安全的保障。
And Nabal's servants returned to Abigail, verse 16, say, there were a war to us both by night and by day, all the time we were with them tending the sheep.
现在他来向我们主人要一点粮食，我们的主人羞辱了他。
And the servant of Nabal told Abigail how David protected them, but now David was insulted by Nabal.
他就告诉他的祖母说，你赶快看该怎么来化解这个事情。
And so Abigail was asked what she should do at this juncture.
那么当时亚比该马上就预备了好些的那个粮食。
So Abigail prepared a lot of food supply.
就让仆人赶快的在前头走去迎着大卫。
And he sent the young man to go ahead before her to encounter David.
他自己随后也就赶着上去。
And afterwards, she would follow.
那么到了一个山坡地的时候。
And as they were going to the mountain area,
那他们就跟大卫遇上了。
And they encountered David.
那亚比该看见大卫的时候，马上就下驴在大卫面前俯伏叩拜。
When Abigail saw David, she hurried and dismounted from her donkey and fell on her face before David.
去承认拿拔做了愚昧的事情。
And she confessed to David that Nabal did foolish things.
现在他来请求饶恕。
Now Abigail was there to ask for David's pardon.
也在那里承认神在大卫身上的选召。
And she also confessed that it was God who had chosen David.
当亚比该这样做的时候，
As Abigail did this thing,
我们看到一件事情。
We can see one thing.
神借着亚比该，一面显露了大卫的缺陷。
By using Abigail, God has revealed, on one hand, David's weaknesses.
一面也印证了神对大卫的拣选。
On the other hand, and it confirms.The choosing that God has on David.
那我们看见大卫在这里才说出。
And we know that David here said,
如果不是他遇见亚比该，
if he was not did not meet up with Abigail,
这个明天早晨拿拔的男丁就没有一个人可以活命。
And that by tomorrow there was not a man from Nabal's house that would be left standing.
弟兄姊妹，你就看见当时大卫火气升到一个什么高的程度。
And you see that David's anger was to such an extent at that time.
大卫也是从来没有想到，我以为我学了那么许多的功课，我已经是很柔软了。
Perhaps David would never thought that he learned so many lessons that he should be very gentle inside.
没有想到一个拿拔就把他的本相完全的引出来。
He would never have thought that a person like Nabal would be able to get him so angry.
如果他在神的光的当中来看这个事情的时候，
If he was to see this thing under the light of God,
他就不得不承认。
He would not but confess.
如果神的手稍微放松一下，
If the hand of God would lighten up,
我就如同一个完全没有学习过功课的人。
I would be just like a person who never learned the lesson.
一个在亚当里头的人是怎样，我还是一个样。
A person who's under the nature of Adam, I am just like that person.
那这一件事情叫大卫在神的光的里面很深的看见自己的本相。
And as this event occurred, under the light of God, David see his own self.
再加上亚比该在那里也说了一些话，我们实在看见是神借着亚比该说的。
And from the words that Abigail spoke to him, we see that it is through God that Abigail spoke.
神好像借着亚比该对大卫说，你是被选召出来做王的人。
And through Abigail, God was seem like to say to David that he had chosen him to be king.
你不能凭你自己的意思来做事情。
And you cannot do things by your own reason or your own
self. 尤其在这一个流无辜人的血的事上面，你更不能这样。
And if you shed the blood of the innocent, you cannot.In that position.
你总得记得你是已经带着做王身份的人。
Don't you know that you already have the identity as the king?
虽然现在你还没有坐到王位上，
even though you're not sitting on the throne at this time.
但是神是这样的选召，神总有一天要你坐在上面。
But this is the choosing of God, and one day he will put you on the throne.
当你坐在宝座上的时候，你想起你手里曾流过那许多的无辜人的血。
if you are sitting on a throne and you think about all the blood of innocence that you have shed,
你的心能平安吗？
Can your heart be in peace?
你坐在王位上而心里不平安，那这个王就做得太辛苦了。
When you're sitting on the throne of the king and the heart is not at peace, then what you do is will be very difficult.
所以你不要做流无辜人血的事。
Therefore, you should not do something that will shed the blood of the innocent.
感谢赞美神。
We thank and praise God.
这是神的挽回。
And this is God's redemption.
这也是神给大卫在那里认识自己的愚昧，而更进一步的学习接受，从神的手里头接受，从神的手里头接受神允许的环境。
And this caused David to learn of his foolishness before God and also to receive the environment which God has given him.
因为一个在生命中做王的人，
Because a king who is living under the light inside,
他只能影响环境，
he could only affect the environment.
但他却不能，也不应该受环境来影响。
But he should not be affected by the environment.
神就允许这些环境出现，我们就看见，神要大卫在这里更深的来学习。生命中的作王。
When God allowed the environment to happen to David, we see that God wants David to learn his discipline in his life.
那因为这样，大卫就带着他的人回去。
And so after this, David brought his men and they returned.
大卫的确在这一次受了羞辱。
And David was indeed insulted or shamed.
但是神要让大卫学习一件事情，不要自己伸冤。
But God has allowed David to learn the lesson that he should not avenge for himself.
我们也实在看见，历史历代以来，神带领属他的人去学习这个功课。
We see that throughout the generations that God has led His own children to learn these lessons.
不要自己去伸冤。
Do not avenge for yourself.
让神为他们去表白。
And let God do the vengeance for them.
不要自己伸出手来解决神要他们遇见的难处。
And do not extend your hand to refuse what God is about to give.
让神去为他们解决难处，对付难处。
But to let God deal with the difficulties that come ahead.
我们承认我们的本相就非常不太容易接受这一点。
We confess that by our own nature we cannot accept this too well.
让神去解决难处，我们自己不伸出手来，那我们永远是受欺负的。
Because you think that if we do not extend our hand and let God take care of the situation, then we would get trampled.
但是我们的主却不是这样。
But our Lord was not like that.
他不允许我们受欺负过了他的界限。
And the Lord would not let us be go under beyond what he allowed.
但是他确实要我们在受欺负的那一种环境的底下去接受神的爱护。
But God allow us to go through with this hurt that comes upon us so that we would accept his dealings with us.
但是当神看我们学到了功课的时候，
But when GodSee that we have learned the lesson.
神也就伸出手来对付那些加难处在我们身上的人。
And God will extend his hand to deal with those people who have caused us difficulty.
在这里我们看见神是怎样的对付了拿巴。
And here we see how God dealt with Nabal.
但是拿巴这一件事情不是唯一的事。
But this is not only one event of that about.
我们曾经读过哈巴古书。
We read the book of Habakkuk.
那我们看到一件事。
We can see that thing.
神兴起巴比伦人来，来对付拜偶像的犹大。
And God raised up the Babylonians to deal with the people who worship idols.
那我们可以说，巴比伦就是神所差遣来对付犹大的。
We saw that Babylon was the vessel that God has raised up to deal with Israel.
那所以巴比伦人对付犹大这件事情，用人的话来讲，他是对神有功的。
And in man's eyes, when Babylon dealt with Israel like that, they had a merit before God.
但是就是我们从哈巴谷书里面我们看的。
But from the book of Habakkuk, we see
神宣告。
And God proclaimed,
他要对付巴比伦人。
He was to deal with the Babylonians.
那为什么神一面用巴比伦人，用过了以后又要对付他们
？So why did God first use the Babylonians and afterward He wants to deal with them?
原因就是说，神用巴比伦人，只是让巴比伦人去执行神所定规的事。
God used the Babylonians to carry out what God had ordained.
但是神并不同情巴比伦人伸出手来做了越过神的界限的事。
But God would not extend his compassion to the Babylonians who have gone beyond what God had permitted for them.
但他们越过界限的时候就成了犹大受摧残，过分的受摧残的，那是自行人。
When they went beyond the boundary, then they became the ones who were against Israel.
那这一点神就过不去了。
And with this, God cannot pass over.
所以神就宣告说，他也要对付巴比伦人，因为他们越过神的界限来践踏神的百姓。
Therefore, God proclaimed that He would deal with the Babylonians because they crossed His boundary and with the dealing with the Israel.
我们看旧约的历史和新约的一些的历史的记录，我们都看到这样的一个原则。
When we see the recording from the Old Testament and the New Testament, we see that the principle are the same.
神允许神的子民遭遇难处。
God allows His people to enter into difficulty.
神要借着难处来造就，来洁净他的子民。
And God uses difficulties to edify and to cleanse His people.
但是神却不允许他的子民受人过分的惩罚。
But He would not allow His people to be overly oppressed by others.
当人过分的对待神的子民的时候，神就伸出干预的手来对付那些践踏神儿女的人。
If some people would go beyond the point of oppressing too hard on God's people, then God would extend His hand and deal with those people.
那么我们看见拿拔就是在这种光景的底下被神对付了。
And we see that under this light that Nabal was dealt with by God.
但是有一个问题，也许存在在弟兄姊妹们的心思。
But there might be a question still in our heart.
你说拿拔虽然是做了愚昧的事情，但是也用不着那样严厉的来给他受对付了。
You might ask that even though Nabal has done that, it's not to the point that he will receive such a harsh punishment from God.
如果按照人情这一方面来看，拿拔不该有这样的下场吧。
Using man's sympathy, he would feel that Nabal should not have this ending to his life.
但是我们不能不注意这一个属灵的事情。
But we should not but look upon the spiritual reality.
拿拔当时所做的，表面上是羞辱大卫。
And what Nabal done at that time was to bring shame upon David.
拒绝大卫。
He rejected David.
但实际上呢？
In effect,
他是拒绝神的定规。
He was rejecting the determined will of God.
也就是说，拒绝神的旨意的执行。
or he is rejecting the carrying out of God's will.
是拿巴接受这样的干预的结果，不是单单的对着大卫个人。
And therefore, what cursed Nabal was not just for David himself,
乃是对付他里面拒绝神的定义。
But what cursed Nabal was to deal with Nabal's inside, how he has rejected God.
那我们看到这里的时候，我们就看到了。
As we come here, we can see.
神在大卫的身上显明了一件非常清楚的意思。
That in David, that God has revealed his very clear of mind.
乃是让大卫在那里更深地接受神的教训。
It's for David to receive God's discipline in a deeper manner.
正如我们一开始的时候就提到了，生命的成熟不是一次两次的分分而造成的。
And just as I have mentioned at the beginning, that the maturation of spiritual life is not just one time or twice, going through the dealings.
乃是不住的在神面前学功课的累积。
But it's a accumulation of the lessons that one learned before God.
生命的成熟是一点一点的加添上去。
The maturity of life is added one step at a time.
也就是说，生命的成熟就是我们亚当的生命受对付的那个结果。
The maturity of life is when the life of Adam inside of us is being dealt with.
那亚当的生命受对付也是一点一点的给除掉的。
And when the Adamic life is dealt with, it is taken away part by part.
生命的成熟不可能是在一个很短的时间的里面来完成。
Maturity of spiritual life cannot be fulfilled in a very short time.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
在这一次
This time,
神让大卫学一个很深的功课。
God allows David to learn a very deep lesson,
就是让神来为他出头。
Yet to let God walk before him.
不要自己走在神的前头。
Do not walk before God.
就算自己蛮有理由。
Even though you might have many reasons.To say that.
也不凭着那些理由来出头。
But do not base upon your own reasoning to try to step out on your own will.
总要看见神的手在做工。
But to see that the hand of God is working behind you.
既然神的手在做工，那就让神的手做成他所要做的工。
Since the hand of God is working in you, then let the hand of God fulfill.
虽然
upon you.
有理由，
even though you might have reason,
但是也不自己伸手。
But you should not extend your own hand.
在人看来这是很懦弱。
From man's point of view, they might say that you are very weak or frail.
但是在生命的实际里头，这是刚强。
But in your in life, this is very strong. It's strong.
因为能不让自己出头。
Because when man suppress himself from being standing out,
我们感谢。
We thank the Lord.
大卫在这一点上面，他看到了神要做的。
That in this at this point that David saw what God wants to do.
那所以，我们也就看见。等到二十六章的时候
and therefore we see that in chapter 26
大卫里面真的是很明亮的来接受神给他的环境。
And David was truly enlightened inside and he received the environment that God has given him.
也不为自己，抓住人以为难得的机会。
And he will not grab hold onto him the opportunity that he thinks he has.
我们感谢他。在25章的里头
，In chapter 25，
我们主要是看神在大卫身上所做的工。
Mainly we want to see the work that God has accomplished in David.
我们仰望主的怜悯。
We look upon the grace of God.
求主让我们也能看见，在我们一生的年日的里头。
So to see that in our lifetime,
神允许许多的事情发生在我们的周围。
God allows many things to happen in our surroundings.
也许是对我们有好处的。
Perhaps it will be beneficial to us.
也许是对我们没有好处的。
Perhaps it would.Not be beneficial for us.
但是我们要不要出头，就不是根据好处或是不是好处。
But should we stand out just based on if it's beneficial or not beneficial?
我们乃是要在一切的环境的里头，要看见神做工的手。
But in the environment, all the environment that God gave us, we must see.The work of God behind it.
因为只有神做工的手才能把我们带到神的目的。
Since it's the hand of God working, can only bring us into His purpose.
我们的手可以成就我们的目的。
Our own hands can accomplish our own purpose.
我们的目的成就了，但是神的目的没有达到，那结果还是我们的损失。
Yet our goal.It's fulfilled, but God's goal has not been fulfilled, then we still be nothing.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
因为他既动了善工。
Because he has started the good work.
他必成全那工。
And he must complete or fulfill that work that he has started.
他去成全，不是我们去成全。
And it's he who will fulfill it, not us.
我们该做的只是跟上神所安排。
What we need to do is to follow what God has prepared for us.
去答应神的目的。
To respond to answer to God's asking.
这是生命长成的过程的里边很重要的一个原则。
And this is a very important principle.In the maturation of life.
我想今天晚上和弟兄姊妹们就交通告别。
So that tonight you will enter.
下礼拜我们才继续再往前看。
Next time we will look ahead, look forward.
那越往前看，我们越看见。
And as we look ahead, the more that we can see.
生命的功课是不住的在那里。在同一个原则的里头来进行。
The lessons in life are always in under the same principle as it is carried out.
在我们的经历上面是不住的在那里更新。
That in our experience is continually renewed before us.
在不住的更新的里面，我们就进到神的目的。
In this continual renewal, we'll enter into the eternal purpose of God.
我们请一两位领我们祷告。
One or two, pray for us.